Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Well, she's run off to get the glasses put on. The food director is now picking up the magazine. We're into the world of blood oranges.
I know. Have you had them before?
I love them.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Do you know what I've noticed in cafes, particularly the very fancy?
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not just, you know, do you want an orange?
No.
It's now
it's a blood orange.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's become
It's the vogue fruit of the season.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think we should call it the mind food fruit of the season because welcome to the show, Michelle.
Crazy today, aren't you?
Oh, well, it's the orange.
It's the blood oranges in us.
Oh, it's all that, all the good nutritional value of those blood oranges, making you feel good.
Well, I guess they're full of vitamin C, obviously, aren't they?
Yes, they've got lots of vitamin C, calcium and vitamin A, and lots of antioxidants and fibre as well.
They look beautiful, though, don't they? You know, like
yeah,
we've got
do.
That gorgeous shot in the magazine and cut like that. They really do look quite beautiful.
Yes, they're a beautiful fruit, and they're in season now until October. So hop out to the shops and get yourself to some blood oranges or pick them off your tree because now's the perfect time for harvesting. The weather's got warmer and we've had the colder months, so harvest the last of your blood oranges and we've got some great recipes for you.
So what are we cooking today with them then?
Well, today we're, as you said, Michael, it's a versatile fruit. We've got three choices. We've got the blood orange curd pancakes or crepes with ice cream and burnt butter sauce.
Yum.
We've got a beautiful Shrewsbury biscuit with a blood orange jam. And then we've got a beautiful blood orange and almond phyllo tart.
I could eat all of those.
I would never think of baking an orange.
I would never think, yeah, I know, Michael's salivating.
I'm actually licking these.
He's still on the icing sugar page.
That's quite something, like a blood orange curd.
Oh,
I've never heard of that. But imagine that. You could put that on more than just the crepe or the
pancake. But I didn't know you could bake them. I've never thought of doing that.
Oh, it would look like an orange with an orange cake, you know, a normal orange cake.
So. Yeah. Come on, you're always making duck
a la... I'm such a cook, as you know, Michelle.
Duck a la ronge.
Duck a la ronge. Duck under the table.
Now, the blood orange Shrewsbury biscuits, they look absolutely beautiful. The jam. Is that easy to make?
The jam is very easy to make. It's just a matter of getting, we've incorporated some raspberries, so it's just a matter of getting the five blood oranges and some raspberries and sugar and just cooking that down until, till it thickens and separates on the back of a spoon. So that's an easy one.
Yum.
But I thought, Michael, you'd be choosing those blood orange curd crepes with ice cream and burnt butter sauce. That's got you written all over.
I know, it has. Well, on a Saturday, I make pancakes for the kids. You know, that's kind of my thing. All right, and
Michael is actually quite funny in the kitchen. I like watching Michael in the kitchen. He really takes control, doesn't he, Michelle?
I do.
He likes to be constantly cleaning the dish.
Yeah, he is.
Do you know, we went out for dinner the other night, Michelle
and I was
friends.
I'm amazed your oven is still there the way he slams the door. 5 more minutes.
We went out to dinner and we ordered dessert. And the couple we were with, Jimmy and Sue, and Jimmy said to me, "You are the tidiest dessert eater." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Look how you're eating that dessert." But I didn't want to muck it up, and
it's
so beautiful.
Well, to make the blood orange curd, it's just a matter of placing some sugar, yolks into a heat-proof bowl, and then simmering them over some hot water until the sugar dissolves and the mixture is light and fluffy.
Yep.
And then you slowly add the juice of the orange, or the blood orange, and then incorporate the butter. And then you set that aside.
Okay, when you make a crepe, should you put butter or oil in the pan?
Butter.
Butter, yes.
Yeah. Of course, it's all on page 103 of this month's magazine, so you can always go there and read the recipe.
But what are some tips? Give us some tips.
Well, really the big tip is with crepes is not to overmix the batter, because otherwise it will toughen the mixture. And also, I like to cover the batter and just let it to stand in the fridge for, 20, 30 minutes, and that allows all the flour particles to expand, and you'll get a better crepe in the end.
Yum.
Now, what sort of flour are you using? Self-raising or plain?
Just plain flour.
Yeah. They look so simple, though. You know, like making curd and the jam, they are very simple recipes to make.
They are. We like to make it simple but interesting.
Have a nice afternoon.
Okay, you too.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.